You got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know what's inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong. It won't fit, it's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this cause he can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego, it's too much. He walk like this cause he can back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. Damn, I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't.
Yo, street, the country boys is back. It's 6 o'clock, it's time to have a good day.
I got up this morning and I said I'm gonna do something for the United Streets of America. So I got Nappy Roots in here, I got Big Al 360 in here.
And this is David Green McVitie. We're gonna have a whole bunch of people here in the studio to play initials, but I just want to get you guys amped for it. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Had a fish fry, mustard, hot sauce, light bread, and french fries. Love for the big guy, hit the park, blowing, showing off their house. Nappy Roots on the radio, and you know it about last night to hit the big three. Bought some Air Force Ones, four tall tees, man, I'm loving BG. Still above ground, and that's the reason I pray. Got my car cleaned up, now I'm ready to play. Make a call to the stick, say I'm headed that way. Heard my cousin cooking out, I gotta get me a plate. Got this new
even out in the state. So fame speaking too soon, but this a hell of a day. And the sticky got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunner shades on and the grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK.
Hey.
What the children say, take the day off, hit the park and just hang, barbecue, roll a few and put up the deuce, and if it's beef, put the piece down, throw up your deuce. It's time to change our ways so we can save the day for the children's sake and make a better place to play. If it's all good, we got your coupe and grip your wood, and if you're riding dirty, like just flip and blow you, but do it real big, exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rip your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind forever in a day. The choice you make is really all fine.
Take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, stole my bike. Different day, same shit, nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Nick!
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I'll 4-5 them. Killing go on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride. And if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time flies.
The underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, losers lose, winners win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, now listen to game.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes. When his kids starving, pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion?
Love,
I love you,
the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
How's your son?
All the
he made the team this year?
All the
he say he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter
is not gold.
Well, yeah, we're gonna cook this son.
Gold is not reality.
Come
is what you live.
That's your new girlfriend.
This is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down, all the answers in us. This is why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo where your granny's pitching now that you're gone, it hit us super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas. This can't be right. Yo, you heard the track I did, man, this can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate, soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought her, why the car had to look all through it? As kids, we used to laugh. Who knew that life would move this fast? Who knew I have to look at you through a glass? And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet them Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude, but every holiday nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's six of y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed.
Rain, 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 go away. Let the sun come.
A creative way to rhyme without using knives and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down. Have a good time this reunion and drink some wine like communion and act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
Gold, diamond ring, diamond ring. They don't mean nothing.
All the thing, thing.
They don't mean nothing.
Thing, thing.
All the glitter
is not gold.
Gold's
not reality.
All the
is what you
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dancing. I'm one of your two hosts, David Green McVitie. And today, we have four of my best friends in studio, as well as Emily on the phone lines to play the initials game, the second edition. I'm excited to rehash the first initials game. But first, we're going to get to know each of the contestants.
All right, guys. This is Ian O'Malley's O'Malley back again for the second official initials game. First one went amazing. Almost got the W, but looking for the win this time.
Oh, this is John Jakes. I just had a large banana split.
This is Ann Shaw Brown, veteran radio host here at the WMFO studio, and happy to be back.
And lastly, Evan Turcotte here. You might recognize my beautiful voice from the pilot episode of this show. I did call in and very favorable reviews.
And calling in from Denver, Colorado is Emily.
Hi, guys. I cannot hear what anyone else is saying, which will be a disadvantage for the initial game. But yeah, called in from Denver. Hi, guys.
That's my girl.
Everyone's eager to start here in the studio, but before we do, let's find out what happened last week.
Last week, the Initials game premiered on This Is Dancing. Zachy, Ian, Emily, and Shell navigated the Union.
Oh, Michelle, State College.
The Confederacy.
South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
And the phone lines.
I'm calling from the landline here in Maine.
We still have those?
Zachy quickly endeared himself to local fans with his own version of Manny being Manny.
Zachy, can you guess before the clue? Zachy, I was going to say Simon Cowell, but that wouldn't really match up. Zachy, is it Shania Collins? What do you have, Dave? You're not. Oh, you're not.
Zachy,
is it Sir Ben Kingsley?
What?
S-C, not S-K.
Oh, all of these names are S-C.
Meanwhile, Michelle forgot her roots.
As I told you, I'm an A-lister.
And let Steph Curry slip.
On the NBA's best team this last year.
Michelle.
I think I heard Zachy before Michelle.
I thought of it before that clue. I should have jumped in.
Ian put in a strong performance.
Ian, Sean Carter. Ian, Sheryl Crow. Ian, Southern California.
But couldn't finish.
Won it tightened.
Zachy.
Ian.
Salary cap.
Salary cap is correct.
Damn.
And Emily made David's week, hell, year, by nailing number 12.
Clue number 3.
Yes, Emily! Give it to me.
Sierra Club.
Yeah!
Will Ian begin his quest for Initials King? Could Zachy now sell a barbecue grill for $20,000? We'll try to come up with answers to these and more this week on Initials.
Resume is risky business in the AA, and I've been witness to this history ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and brace to 10th phase. I twist my A head to the side just for style, or throw on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern private known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, pimpin', this ain't no Goma pile. I'm sergeant slaughter, I keep cook to altar in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the water. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink, no doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks can have you sleeping in the clink. I'm taking attention and peeing on the seat. It's the B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the juice up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dap you up.
You're in my
sister. It's after 12 club like a high B. A beehive, cause not everybody wasn't around me. Could it be the way that the verses sounding came up on the ghetto boys and the underground king toys? I had a broom calling pretty brown thing. Pink looked like Rubia when the sun was shining. Known to keep a bad chick, no slipping around me. And that speaker on the is clowning. Not to flex, but to protect my neck like the Wu-Tang. Self-preservation is the rule when you do aim. Or getting something more sinister. You gotta be the finisher. Making so the doctors they can't replenish him or bring him back.
back to life, back to reality.
Gonna get on some crows, leave it alone. Triple OG status, A-Town's very own. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the loose up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double-fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dap you up.
You're in my
now this goes out to all my players in the back, sipping yak, in the round corners in the lap, cut a rug, playing now, cut a rug, throw your deuces in the sky, mother, shut the bug.
And this goes out to all the ladies in the back.
What you want? You make me wanna breathe, girl, freeze, cut a rug.
Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the loose up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dap you up.
You're in my system,
you're in my system,
just left but got his best foot forward, darling. Lord have mercy, how them flows stay so cool.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time to play the second edition of the initials game.
Woo-woo!
Today's initials are E-W.
Whoa. Oof. Oof. Ew. I heard that, Emily.
Clue number one.
More expensive than the product from which they are derived.
Clue number two.
Technical terms for this substance are albumin or glare.
Say your name.
Evan. Egg white.
Egg white is correct.
Ooh. Nicely done, Evan. Wow.
On to two.
I'm impressed.
Clue number one.
Includes areas classified as subarctic, Mediterranean, and semi-arid.
Clue number two.
Its western boundary is the Cascade Mountain Range.
Clue number three.
By area, it includes over half of the Pacific Northwest's most populous state.
Annie. Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington is correct. Dynamic duo over there to the right.
Wow. I mean, I just split those two up.
Yeah, your points count separately.
This is outrageous. Just walking into the second one.
Number one.
Born in 1949 in Oklahoma.
Clue number two.
Dropped out of George Washington University after her sophomore year to marry her high school boyfriend.
Clue number three.
Used to vote Republican.
Evan, Elizabeth Warren.
Evan, Elizabeth Warren is correct.
Jeez, Evan. Wow. Just walking in on the second initials game.
Elizabeth Warren used to vote Republican?
I don't like her anymore.
I'm still behind her.
It's unbelievable.
But shocking.
I don't know about that.
Wow, you know a lot of deets on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, why do you know so much about Elizabeth Warren?
Massachusetts born and bred.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
We go from being impressed. Yeah, I was just going to say, we go from being impressed with this knowledge.
We've had enough.
Clue number one.
Here's number four.
Clue number one.
They aided European expansion into the Americas.
Clue number two.
By 1850, Matthew Maury had mapped these accurately enough that his charts are still used today.
Clue number three.
The first word is often substituted for trade because of the oceanic movement of goods via sailing ships.
Evan, clue eastern winds.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Oh.
Is that right?
Evan said it, and Evan is correct. Flying into a 3-1-0-0-0 lead.
Jeez, Evan. This is crazy.
Nicely done. We are a quarter of the way, third of the way through. And Evan, it's Evan's game to lose. Here's number five.
Clue number one.
During World War II, button fasteners temporarily replaced these due to rubber and metal shortages.
Clue number two.
In addition to supporting genitalia, a jock strap has one of these.
John, elastic waistband.
I was going to go with enormous willy. That's definitely right, though. Enormous willy. No.
John, did you whisper that?
Oh, this is my radio voice.
I wish you'd say enormous willy in that voice.
Enormous willy.
Well done, John.
I'm getting shut out.
Thank you.
Here's number six.
Clue number one.
As of January of this year, this woman's net worth is $70 million.
Ian. Emma Watson.
Well done.
It was a gimme. It was bound to come
let's
up.
Let's rock.
You just had it in your pocket.
That's huge.
Let's rock.
On to number seven or eight.
You tell us.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven.
Anyone's game still.
That's true.
Clue number one.
Born in Westboro, Mass.
Clue number two.
Graduated from Yale University in 1792.
Clue number three.
His most well-known invention unfortunately strengthened the foundation. Excuse me.
Evan, Eli Whitney.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's definitely it.
I mean, who is that?
Invented the cotton gin.
Eli Whitney? Yeah, cotton gin guy.
Yeah.
My second favorite
it's U.S. history.
It's,
don't worry
it's
about
American
it.
History.
American history, Emily.
I'm not disadvantaged.
You are the weakest link.
Does that sound more familiar?
Now I think Evan holds the all-time record for most points had in an initial game
the
here.
What's the most?
How many
was it? It was three last week.
Four? In regular round play.
Yeah, normal round play.
That's true. Zachy beat Ian. What? After they were tied 3-3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Through eight, Ian has one, John has one, Annie has one, and Evan has four.
Emily, where you at?
I am there.
Here's number nine.
Clue number one.
Born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Clue number two.
Has been involved in professional acting since the age of seven.
Clue number three.
At age eight, he appeared in Back to the Future 2, and at 12, he starred in Disney's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Clue number four.
He is 5'6".
Evan Elijah Wood.
Oh my God.
I was kind of thinking about him.
Evan was really thinking about him.
Yeah. I was like, I knew he was a child actor.
That was huge.
Nicely done, Evan.
See, you locked it up.
Oh my goodness.
I've been practicing.
Did Evan just lock it up?
Five, we should definitely keep playing, but yes, I think he did.
Yeah,
he just locked it up good.
Evan has locked the door.
Given that Evan has locked it up, I say
let's take him out of the
No, no. I was just going to say, it looks to me like I had 14 clues total, thinking about possible tie breaks. I say we go through all 14.
Let's do it.
Sure.
But after the first 12, the Evan's record will stand wherever it is.
Let's see if Emily can get any of them.
Emily, please get one.
Emily did really well last week.
I did.
You were in the tiebreaker round.
Number...
EW is not my thing.
I think this is number 10.
Ooh, 10.
Clue number one.
Born in Romania, he attended the University of Paris at Sorbonne and was a professor at Boston University. His book, Night, is widely taught in schools.
Oh, Annie.
Annie.
Elie Wiesel.
That's right.
Elie Wiesel?
He actually just died, so RIP to Elie. But yes, he, I think, was a Holocaust survivor, and Night is about the Holocaust.
Interesting.
Auschwitz, to be specific.
Yep, he devoted his life to trying to make sure that never happens again. Here's number 11.
Clue number one.
Characterized as symphonic rock.
Clue.
John.
Number two.
John.
Edgar Winters.
Edgar Winters is not correct.
Ooh, John.
Ooh.
Oh. Ah, no.
You know it. Yeah, they're running.
Number two.
Was used in the film Goldmember during the jail scene in which Dr. Evil received a visit. Was used in the film Goldmember during the jail scene in which Dr. Evil received a visit from Mindy Sterling's character, Frau Farbenisa.
Clue number three.
Was performed by ELO.
Evan, Electric Woman.
Electric Woman is not correct.
Ooh. Clue number four.
Marked by an affinity for wrongdoing and 2X chromosomes.
Go for it.
Emily.
Evil Woman.
Evil Woman is correct.
Ooh.
Finally.
Well done. Now John can stop talking down your neck.
Thank God.
What'd you say, John? Edgar Winters?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that?
Guy who does Frankenstein.
Cool.
What?
Is Edgar Winters the next one?
Wait.
Did he preemptively get
what?
It?
What? Winters?
What?
That was a bad guess, John.
He's a rock star.
Last official clue. Basically, we're looking to see what is Evan's record after 12. Number 12.
Clue number one.
First named Frothels by their inventor.
That name's Brothels?
Frothels. Rhymes with brothels.
Frothels.
But it's Frothel.
With an F-R-O-T-H, I think.
This may not make it into the podcast, but I just want you guys to know that when I shared this clue with Michelle this morning, I suggested that it be the name of a Kickstarter nightclub that we start, and she responded that it sounded too much like brothels, which was the entire point.
Let's just name it brothels in that case.
I think you'll appreciate the reason for it.
Clue number two.
As of 2009, they held 20... As of 2009, they held 73% of their market share.
Clue number three.
Also in 2009, apparently several studies were performed, the Atlanta factory was temporarily closed due to a listeria outbreak.
What the heck is listeria?
You wash your mouth out with it.
Bacteria.
Is it?
No.
Kind of illness or something. I think it's bacteria.
What is it? Do you know, Emily?
No, I don't know.
Neither do I. It was one of those things that I meant to look up.
Wait, do you mean listeria? Do I know what that is?
Yeah.
It's not Listerine.
It's like a bacteria, isn't it?
Well, oh, it's a bacteria. Anything more? Is it bad for you?
Sounds
we
like
have
it.
Good bacteria.
You're so rude, McVeat.
David Green McVeaty.
McVeat.
I should owe you an apology after basically begging you to come back. I'm really glad
okay.
you're on.
I'd be feeling way worse if I hadn't gotten one point.
No, and you'll get more next time for sure.
All right, continue with the clue.
Are you sure?
Yeah, get the show on the road.
Come on.
Clue number four.
Produced by the Kellogg Company.
Clue number five.
They're available in Homestyle, Miniature, Blueberry, Strawberry, Apple Cinnamon, Brown Sugar, Cinnamon, Buttermilk, and Chocolate Chip.
Annie, Eggo Waffles.
Nice.
Darn. Should have got that. I was thinking like wheats, like mini wheats. But yeah.
After 12, I lost track of how many I've got.
I have three.
Honest.
I have five.
Yeah, Annie, you did well, Annie.
Thank you, Emily.
Nicely done, Emily.
I got one, so we're missing a point.
I think, yeah. We don't have one more clue, potentially?
I hope we have one more clue, potentially.
I think you did skip like eight. Is it possible you skipped eight or nine or seven or six? Can you read back?
I don't think
we're quite at 12.
Did we say 10, 11, or 12?
Oh!
Yeah, you skipped a number.
I skipped... Thank you, Jay.
Jordan's overseeing this operation.
Oh, man. This was an important clue.
Oh, is it?
All right, so...
All right.
I'm happy to say that Evan still has a chance to increase his record.
Uh-huh.
Annie has a chance to get one step closer. Although they are pretty close, let's be honest.
Are they holding hands?
No.
Ew, guys.
And at some point, John might raise his voice. Clue number 12. Born in 1891, he served in World War I.
Clue number 2.
He worked in both the executive and judicial branches of government.
Clue number 3.
As California governor, during World War II, he spearheaded the internment of 100,000 Japanese Americans.
Clue number 4.
And yet, his record third term as California governor was cut short in 1953 when he was appointed to the Supreme Court.
You could call up Caroline Howe for this one.
I was going to say.
We were just at her house by the pool.
Or you guys could just call up your U.S. history books.
Clue number 5.
In contrast to the Japanese internment, he was the Chief Justice during landmark civil rights decisions such as Brown v. Board of Education.
It's going to be pretty embarrassing if none of us get this.
Clue number 6.
On the heels of Eggo Waffles, both his first and last names are relatively uncommon first names, but both are recognizable.
Relatively uncommon first names. Ian? Ernie Williams?
It's not Ernie Williams. Although, Ernie is about as common as his first name.
Alright, fair. You guys should just probably throw something out there, you know, see what's going on, John.
Annie Edgar Winters?
He did not serve on the Supreme Court.
I was going to go with Eddie House, but I forgot that.
You're Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, exactly.
Earl Warren. Chief Justice Warren. Earl Warren.
Ed Wensler.
Oh, Lord.
All right, boys and girls. My personal favorite clue, which doesn't make sense then why I left it for the tiebreak, but listen up, have some fun, go for it.
Let's get it.
Clue number one. In whales, it builds up steadily over time and so is used to identify their age. Movement of the jaw is the body's natural means of removal.
Evan, earwax? Oh,
yeah.
Well done.
I just did it and I realized. I was like...
Oh, that's nice.
I heard that earwax moving around in my ears. I gotta get that cleaned out or something.
And number 14 is basically aimed to weed out those of us who have too much time on our hands. Clue number one was founded in 1990 and is published by Time Magazine.
Oh,
John.
Annie, Entertainment.
Oh, that was
Entertainment Weekly. Oh.
John, don't you have another banana split to eat or something?
I thought about that one because, like, in the beginning, because Shell gets it every week. So I was like, I bet Weekly. Entertainment Weekly is going to be one of them.
Wow. Well, Evan really crushed this round.
Yeah, seriously.
It's unbelievable.
Nicely done, Evan.
Good work.
Thanks, guys.
Evan, what's your victory song?
Oh, victory song. I'm going to say, I don't know if there's a clean version yet, but Big Body by Schoolboy Q. It's my jam lately.
Clean, not clean. Who really can tell?
I know, I don't shower.
That I can tell.
Oh.
I hope you guys all enjoyed this second edition of Initials, and I'd love to have you back. Next week, we'll be joined by Jordan in studio, and we'll figure out a means by which, I guess, we have to figure out if you have to sit out, like if, whether it's just who's available, but then who gets to be on it. I'd want to be on it if I were you guys.
Yeah, I mean, unless I don't have to work on Saturday, but I'm coming. If I get out in time, I'll be in the studio.
I mean, I'll be the defending champ, so.
There's a seat there, and we have to unite the belts. Performance. Say it again, Emily.
It should be done according to performance.
Mm. I agree.
Mm. Emily came in last.
Yeah, I know.
Next week, we'll reunite the belts. Zachy, week one winner. We'll face off of against the record setter, Evan. Here is Big Body by Schoolboy Q.
Get ahead in business by sitting still. And here, you don't have to.
I'm focused now. I know what's going on in your head, yeah. I know what's happened here in our bed, yeah. Your phone is buzzing, so pick it up. I know she called it, so what the fuck? I should've known a cheat stays a cheater. So here we are. And there goes the alarm ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, knowing where he goes. Now we got that itch, yeah. Karma is a bitch, yeah. Same way that they come. That's the way they go. Now we got that itch, yeah. Rewind in the pitch, yeah. There goes the alarm and the sirens go. There goes the alarm.
Summer clearance event. Big savings on 2016 Jeep 4x4s. Drive away in a 2016 Jeep Compass High Altitude 4x4. Save up to $5,700 or $119 per month. The exciting new 2016 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4, now only $179 per month. Are the luxury of the most awarded Jeep ever. The 2016 Grand Cherokee 4x4, now only $279 per month.
House on fire. Bang, bang, two shot fire. Man down, one fool, one liar. Ring, ring, trust gone missing. House on fire. And there goes the alarm, ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his head, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, know where he goes. Now we got that hitch, yeah. Karma is a bitch, yeah. So where they go?
I remember when this all started, sex was carnage, this one's lost, and I was like Cupid calling, he's my darling, things are guanin', yeah. The only thing on my mind all the time, no appetite, always wanna bite, just my type, this one's mine, and there's never been a human being so good for me, I say if we gonna do it, do it. Always wanna bite, just my type, this one's mine.
Hi guys, David Green McVitie back with you guys here from 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, and if you didn't, tell us what Shell and I should be doing differently, other than, of course, more Shell. and she'll be back with us next week. As for you, MCVT, join us whenever you like. Can you sign us off? Sure, Skip. Brothers and sisters, it's that time of summer. Only knuckleheads in school, and man, it is hot out there. A boy be turning down Rihanna for a ride to the pool. If you got that fever, it may not just be Saturday night, but you're gonna sweat on your ass or on your feet, so you might as well let them take flight.